Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Kelsey Brennan Wessels. The Joint Committee for a Dialogue of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue and the Permanent Committee of Al-Azhar for Dialogue Among the Monotheistic Religions issued a statement today following the close of their two-day meeting in Rome. Philippa Hitchin reports.
The statement says participants heard a presentation of the theme, the promotion of a pedagogy and culture of peace, with particular reference to the role of religions, from a Catholic perspective by Dr. Bernard Sabella of Bethlehem University, and from an Islamic perspective by Sheikh Ali Abdelbaki Shahata of Cairo's Al-Azhar University, one of the most important centres of learning in the Muslim world. The eight-point statement goes on to say the discussions took place in a spirit of respect, openness, and friendship, and that they were inspired by a mutual conviction of the importance of good relations between Christians and Muslims for promoting peace in the world. Dr. Sabella spoke to me about his hopes for the future of this important Muslim-Christian dialogue.
We have divergent worldviews. On a practical level, when you have various groups living on the ground, You have to take that into consideration in order to create the kind of society that is inclusive, that is accepting of each other. So these events are important in creating a way of saying that we have problems, we have to deal with these problems, and we have to create something in common.
The Joint Committee for Dialogue between Al-Azhar and the Vatican was established in 1998. This year's meeting was jointly chaired by Cardinal Jean-Louis Torrent, President of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue, and by Sheikh Ali Abdelbaki Shahata, Secretary General of the Academy for Islamic Research at Al-Azhar in the Egyptian capital. I'm Philippa Hitchin.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.